It's Marketplace Tech for Wednesday the 25th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. At long last, a tech company has promised to tackle head-on a problem it created. Google says it is making tweaks to the commenting on YouTube. The comment threads on the video sharing site have long been considered the seedy underbelly of self-expression online. They're often racist or sexist, or sometimes, as Mashable's Chris Taylor points out, they're more like a tech-savvy version of Nanani Boo Boo.
The most annoying YouTube comment ever is if you're the first person to comment on a video, then you just write first, and then that's supposed to be some sort of achievement.
The company's proposed solution is three-pronged. YouTube will allow the person who posted a video more control over the comments section. It will also leverage Google's massive data powers to give people browsing a custom view. Taylor, again.
This is YouTube doing its darndest to try and show you the comments that it thinks you will like from people you know, celebrities you like, the video creator themselves.
In related news, the magazine Popular Science has announced it'll stop accepting comments altogether on its website. The magazine's content director said, quote, "Comments can be bad for science." It's been waiting in the wings for almost a year, but finally, an FAA advisory panel is taking a serious look at one of the most hated in-flight restrictions this week. Yes, I'm talking about this one.
And ensure your mobile phones and electronic devices are turned off.
Our frequent flyer friend from CNET, Molly Wood, has been following this story.
Finally this week, an FAA advisory panel is meeting. It's widely expected that they'll loosen the guidelines and hopefully allow people to keep their iPads on to entertain their children, keep reading their books on Kindle, you know, maybe watch videos, all those things during takeoff and landing.
Can we talk about where this rule comes from?
Some outlets like Mythbusters, for example, did an episode on this. And what they found is that on older planes with unshielded wiring, there is a possibility that wireless communications can interfere with, especially with communication from the ground. So it comes from a legitimate place, but what happened is it started to apply to offline devices and offline usage, like listening to your music or reading a Kindle or a kid watching a video on an iPad. And people started to figure that was ridiculous. It's just that it takes the FAA a long time to get, you know, work around to change.
And to a certain degree, right, we can all agree with this. I don't want to listen to somebody yelling on their phone while we're taking off. I don't want that.
Right. I think that would be like an air rage moment waiting to happen.
Yeah.
You know, honestly, flight attendants and pilots report that at least a third, if not more, of people on every plane just forget to turn off their phones.
Right.
So to sort of allow you that God-given right to electronic entertainment before you take off seems the only fair thing to do.
Molly Wood is also the host of CNET's Always On. And before we go, somebody on the video website Vimeo made this beautiful compilation of movie and TV characters beating on malfunctioning tech in order to make it work. Videos on our website, marketplacetech.org. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's our show today.
Try it now.
This is APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.